From SEMO Athletics, I'm Nate Savarino, and this is the 2-Minute Drill. The SEMO track and field teams are hitting full stride already this outdoor season. Redhawks student athletes have claimed OVC Athlete of the Week honors in each of the first 2 weeks of the season, and SEMO is coming off a strong showing in Carbondale. Last week, Redhawk men swept the OVC Athlete of the Week awards. Sophomore Nick Bryant was named Track Athlete of the Week after finishing as runner-up in the 400 meters, and he was also 12th in the 200 meters, with a career-best time, and was part of the 4x400 meter relay team that finished in 5th. Meanwhile, Nick South was named Field Athlete of the Week. He placed 2nd in the pole vault at the South Alabama Invitational, and his distance set a new career record and is currently 1st in the OVC. Yesterday, senior Caitlin Shea was named OVC Female Track Athlete of the Week for Week 2. Shea won the 5,000 meters at the SIU Bill Cornell Classic. She posted a career-best time to move her into the top spot on SEMO's all-time career list. Her time is the best in the OVC this season and ranks 5th in the NCAA. She helped lead the Redhawk women to a dominant first-place team finish by nearly 40 points at the meet. Meanwhile, at SIU, the Redhawks men finished in 2nd place, including 1st place finishes by Bryant and South in the 400 meter and pole vault, respectively. The Redhawks will continue their outdoor season this weekend at the Ole Miss Invite, and next weekend, April 2nd and 3rd, SEMO will host the Joey Haynes Invitational at the Abe Stuber Track and Field Complex on SEMO's campus. Spectators are welcome to attend the event, and admission is free and open to the public. Follow SEMO Athletics on Twitter, now at SEMO Redhawks. I'm Nate Savarino, and for more insight on SEMO Athletics, visit krcu.org.